Russia says that its forces have withdrawn from Ukraine's strategic outpost in the Black Sea, Snake Island. The Kremlin says that it pulled out as a goodwill gesture. Russia's withdrawal is part of regional efforts to open a humanitarian corridor to export grain from Ukraine. The announcement comes after Ukraine launched several raids on Russian forces on the island. Al Jazeera's diplomatic editor James Bayes reports from Madrid.
This is a deal mainly involving Turkey and the Turkish Navy. Turkey's been involved in lots of the negotiations along with senior UN officials. We'll, I think, learn a little bit more of that in the coming hours because President Erdogan is giving a news conference here and it's likely he'll be asked about it. Clearly, Ukraine is on board. The question is whether Russia and Turkey are on board and what final communications have to happen between the two presidents before this deal, which looks quite likely now, can finally be done. And, of course, it's not done until everyone agrees.
Meanwhile, NATO leaders have wrapped up their summit in the Spanish capital. They approved a new strategy in the face of the war in Ukraine and deemed Russia the most significant and direct threat since the Cold War.
Face the most serious security situation in decades. But we are rising to the challenge with unity and resolve. The decisions you have taken in Madrid will ensure that our alliance continue to preserve peace, prevent conflict, and protect our people and our values. Europe and North America standing together in NATO.
Israel is to hold its fifth election in 4 years after politicians voted to dissolve parliament. The vote is set for November 1st. Foreign Affairs Minister Yair Lapid will take over until a new government is formed. Naftali Bennett, who served just 1 year as Prime Minister, said on Wednesday that he won't be running in the upcoming election. Thousands of people are protesting in the Sudanese capital against ongoing military rule in the country. A 15-year-old protester was killed during similar protests on Wednesday. At least 103 people have been killed during crackdowns since the military took over last October. And soaring temperatures have continued for a fifth day in Japan. It's the hottest heat wave there since records began.